So it's getting dark here. I'm going to try to go quick. First part of the first clip, which is separated, is on Dr. Zelenko. I figured that wouldn't be acceptable on some platforms. The rest of this should be. First of all, I don't have time, unfortunately, to address all the comments. But one of them was interesting. It was saying, how come Richard, that's me, is quoting Alex Jones so often, which I do it once in a while. And I'll probably continue to do it because I think Alex is doing great work. And this commenter said, doesn't he know that Alex is a Zionist shill? And I guess that's really bad. But I don't agree with everything Alex says. He's certainly not up there focusing on the government of Israel. I mean, that's just silly. People look for that, and that's all they can see. Alex is mostly talking about things that have nothing in particular to do with Israel, and he's done wonderful work, and I appreciate it. He's, I think, averted some really bad world situations by bringing widespread attention to some problems. I don't have to agree with everything Alex says to appreciate the work that he does. And I'll tell you, just for more clarity, if somebody who's really seen as an evil leader, a very destructive character, malevolent force, and they say something good, I'll thank them for it. I'll quote them. I'll support that. Because that thing that they said is true. And I'm not going to support the rest of what they do if it's bad. It's just like people asking about, you know, Trump. Trump did some really wonderful things. The media wants you to think he's just a monster, and that's not true, but they're lying. And he did some wonderful things. If you don't get caught in this partisan mentality, which has no benefit at all that I can see whatsoever, because whatever party you choose to identify with, as soon as you do that, you've got a label, and you have to defend it. And there's this pull to defend it even if it is wrong, because it's your party. It's just really dumb, and it's juvenile, and we don't have time to get into that. I was saying, you know, Trump did some great things. Energy self-sufficiency, the opposite of now, and tried to do some good things at the border, and spoke against abortion, which is great. But he fell for a massive medical fraud, malicious, deadly medical fraud, and he's now complicit. Whether he meant to or not doesn't matter that much. He was complicit in genocide. And I don't think he meant to, but he was brought up in a business school and a background that respected credentials, big companies, government agencies, you know, a lot of criminal organizations that most people don't know what they really are. And I think Trump was incredibly ignorant of those things, and he fell for it, and he hired a lot of terrible people. So his judgment really has huge flaws. But and Alex, I disagree with some of his stuff. Like, he says that the geoengineering is all happening from toxins that are put into the jet fuel. That's not correct. And if you want to understand that, if you want to understand it better, take a look at Dane Wigington's site, which is geoengineeringwatch.org, or Russ Tanner's site, globalskywatch.com, and you'll see video footage of the spraying being turned on and off. You can't do that if it's just bulk in the tank. So, Alex, you're wrong on that, and there's some other things, but that doesn't take away at all from the great work that Alex has done. So the Zionist shell thing, I think, is silly. But that's okay. You don't have to agree with me, and I don't mind at all. As long as our motives are good, we're all trying to get to the truth. And the thing about real searching for the truth or real science is that you question everything, and you're willing to realize that you're not correct, including me, obviously. So if you correct me, and I blow it on something, and, you know, Alex turns out to be this Zionist agent, which I don't think is evident from his behavior at all, then I'll correct myself. I don't care. I'm not hooked onto any identity like that. So I appreciate your comments just as much if you don't agree with me or you think what I'm saying is crazy. That's fine. This is not an ego trip thing at all. This is all of us helping each other to find out what's true. Real quickly, because it's almost too dark to read. In Florida, a lady was arrested for the apparent death of, well, the for sure death, but apparently of her child for malnutrition. And she was feeding the child a raw vegan diet. This is a really interesting issue because I'm a health scientist. I do a lot of experimentation with various kinds of nutrition and detox and stuff like that. In fact, I'm pretty focused on it. I'm pretty serious about it, about finding answers to it. And I don't even eat food unless it's part of the experiment. And that's been the case for many years. I've been on raw food for many, many years too. And raw food is not harmful. In fact, it's really healing. But you have to know what you're doing. And apparently this lady didn't know. But for her to be arrested as if she intended to murder her child, arrested by members of a criminal government that has done more crime than she could ever imagine, there's a lot wrong with that picture. They should have, someone should have taught her how to change, you know, what she was doing for her child. But the idea, there was a story on InfoWars implying that the problem was a lack of meat. That's absurd. You know, a lot of us have been without meat for decades, and not only does it not hurt you, it has many advantages. And thinking that you need meat is not true. However, and I have to stop myself and not get into a long sidetrack with this, I'm not a raw vegan. I stayed on raw food after an experiment many years ago because it has such incredible benefits. But as a raw vegan, I was losing all the muscle mass that I've got. I was way lighter than now. And I had no energy, no body heat, no interest in doing anything, no vitality. And I wasn't going to eat meat for spiritual reasons and also because I knew too much about the health aspects of it long term. So I did something that would be called heretical by the raw vegans, is I wanted to get that cholesterol and saturated fat that the vegans say is so terrible, but I found it's really beneficial for the body. Your brain is mostly cholesterol, and there are linings on your nerves that need cholesterol. I mean, there's a lot of benefits. But I wasn't going to eat meat. I ended up doing it with organic raw milk, which has some drawbacks, but not the ones the vegans say. The China study I found to be totally flawed. So I didn't believe that. I have an attitude like, I want to know what's true. I'm not looking for a bandwagon to jump on at all. I just want to know what's true. And it's so important to all of us, you know, for our well-being physically and on other levels, that I don't want to waste time fighting for one group or another. That's so childish. Just let's all help each other, share data, and find out what's true. Again, we got to go through this list fast. What else? I wrote it down because I was going to forget. Somebody wrote me an email that was very interesting. Positive email, but talking about the corruption and all the bad stuff that's going on in the world now, which is more than could easily be described. I mean, I've gone into it in full depth, up past the human level, and it's nasty. And my main interest is in us finding ways to turn that around. And this person who wrote the email was saying it's time to get back to Genesis 6. Now, I've read the Bible multiple times cover to cover, and I have a degree in religious studies, but I wanted to make sure I was remembering the wording because I haven't read it for quite a while. And it was about the thing about Noah when God got really upset, and it describes God saying, basically, you know, why did I create these idiots? They're doing all this bad stuff in the world. I gave them this beautiful world, and this is what they're doing. I should just kill them all. And except for Noah, of course, and the people on the ark. and the animals and everybody on the ark, and we'll save them, start over. But these other guys, I'm just going to slaughter them because they're such idiots and they're being bad. And I guess the implication of the email was that should happen again. And it could. I mean, there's evidence that there was the flood and a lot of other global catastrophes besides just one flood. I mean, pole shifts and all kinds of, Velikovsky's written about it. That's a long, long story in itself. Very interesting. This is not a stable place that we live, okay? It's had some problems. It's a little bit unstable. But I personally, my connection to God, to Jesus, to the unseen angelic beings and all kinds of allies that we've got that we don't know about, I have very close connections to a lot of those people. But I don't agree with a lot of the stuff in the Bible. And when, I don't know who wrote the chapter on Noah or that part in Genesis 6, but, and I haven't heard anybody else who knows for sure. Some of them say, well, it's the Bible, it's the Word of God, it just has to be literally sentence for sentence, word for word, true. And I would say, why? You know, I'm totally wrapped up in God, Jesus, and all these other beings. I'm not religious at all. And what I mean by that is that I don't want anything to just grab onto and believe so that I'll have a sense of comfort and security and have all the preset answers to everything. I'm totally not attracted to that. I have a lot of knowledge about it, but I don't want beliefs. I don't want religions. I want direct personal connection. And I have a lot of that, but I want a lot more. So that's really where I'm focused all day, pretty much every day, and behind the scenes in the work I do. But what I would say is the description of God in Genesis 6 saying, boy, I'm sorry I created these idiots. I don't think, I know this is sacrilegious, right? And everybody's going to disagree with me on it because I'm not being religious enough, but I totally don't think that's accurate. That's not how a real God would process this stuff. You know, I've had a lot of direct contact with unseen levels, and I have never experienced God as a punisher of anyone. You know, just imagine if you had all power and you were unlimited and your nature was unlimited, unconditional, limitless love. Are you going to just slaughter a bunch of people? You say that we're making mistakes because they were made from you. Where else do you think they came from? They came from God. Every single being in existence came from God because there was nothing else. Maybe it went through different channels and different steps along the way. But ultimately, think about it. Nothing exists except for it was made from God, out of the original essence of pure consciousness, or whatever you want to call it. The essence, the source of love. Now, if some of those beings that were made out of pure spirit get off on a sidetrack and start being evil, like the ones that are happening, are doing that now in what's going on in our world, or the ones that were doing it at the time of Noah, or ones that became fallen angels that didn't become physical, and in a way we're all fallen angels, right? That's another long discussion, but I mean it, it's true. What was a fallen angel before it was a fallen angel? Oh yeah, an angel. And what was it before that? It was made from God. So, with that understanding and a lot more, and you see people going off on the wrong track and creating Sodom and Gomorrah, or, you know, who knows what evil, or the unspeakable horrors that are being done now. But you're God, and you can do anything, and you created it all, and you can dissolve it all, and you can change it all. You can do whatever you want. In a way, it's your dream world that came out of you. You're the dreamer, and you're the essence in every separate, apparently separate being. I hope you're kind of getting what I'm leading up to here. If you have, if that's who you are, you don't have an unstable personality. That's putting it mildly. You don't get offended if the people don't say how great you are. You don't get hateful because somebody was so bad. Even a mature human parent doesn't do that. So really think, you know, read the fable again, The Emperor's New Clothes. I don't remember if that was Hans Christian Andersen or somebody else. That's a great, important, relevant story. The point is, if you're God, the essence of all beauty and love, and everything came directly out of you, you're going to hate some of your kids? I don't think so. You're not even going to do that if you're a grown-up human. What could you do instead? How about heal them? How about wake them up? How about remind them who they are? How about save them? Why would you do anything less? So for the person who said we need to get back to Genesis 6, it's a totally reasonable comment. I'm just saying I've got a better idea for God to work through us, or through whoever he wants to work through. And I'm using the word he generically. I'm not saying it's a male presence like is typically thought of. This is way beyond gender. This is the essence of all creation and beyond. Okay, so I don't see it as he or she or any preferred pronouns to talk in current insane terminology. It's the essence of love. And we're not really of gender either. Our costumes are gender. We're walking around in a male or female body. But that's not who we are. That's our costume so that we can act on this plane. If you understand that, it clears up a lot. All the gender war goes away. Not from lack of love. No, disagreement is not hate, okay? Get over that. I'm telling you something about who you are. Live from there, and you don't have these issues. Everything changes. So rather than go back to a Noah's Ark scenario, where one guy or one woman, whoever it is, one family, gets chosen to survive, and everyone else gets slaughtered, I don't think that's a very good idea. Because remember, God has a lot of options. You know, I'm considered sacrilegious or non-religious because I disagree with some of the stories in scriptures. I don't know who wrote them, but I don't think they're accurate. You know, when God was, and this will get me banned by everybody, I guess, but when God was taking the Jewish people out of Egypt in Exodus, in the Old Testament, God said, you know, Pharaoh's going to let you go, but I'm going to make him so he can't let you go. Harden his heart is the words they used in English anyway. And just watch this. If once I harden his heart and he said, you can't leave, that's great because I'm going to show how great I am and slaughter all the children and animals. Won't that make me great? That's absurd. That's not even respectable for a human. God's supposed to be more mature than we are. So no, I guess I'm excommunicated from the religious people, but I live in God all the time. It's not a belief, and so do you, actually. So does everybody. In fact, speaking of that, we just posted a video on LostHeartsRadio.com by Zev Zelenko before he passed away. We just did a tribute to him on another video. And it was, Do You Believe in Mother? It was a beautiful video. And these two babies in the womb, not fetuses, that's a misleading term, babies that weren't born yet in the womb, are talking to each other. And it's an incredible dialogue. And it's about, do they believe in mother? And one is a mother atheist, I guess, and said, that's absurd. Who's ever seen mother? Who's ever come back from there? You know, you're not going to have an umbilical cord. You're not going to exist. And it's just like us living in God now. God's not here to kill us or punish us or slaughter us or be like some unstable, ridiculous human. It's way, way beyond that. You know, we make God in our own unstable image. That's not something to look up to. The real God doesn't have to be feared. There's no reason to fear anything. Fear has no use. No value as an option. So I got to go because it's getting dark and I got to make it down this mountain. But I just wanted to share those things with you. some thoughts that even if you hate what I said and you totally disagree with me, that's fine, okay? Because if it turns out I'm wrong, I don't mind. I'll correct myself. We're trying to help each other. That's the point. A real debate is when two people that respect each other get together, two or more, and they share their different points of view, and the ones who see that they're mistaken change and say thank you. It's not like who can prove the other one's an idiot. Okay, so we got some growing up to do, like right now, because things are serious. And we have options to fix this. God can work through us. When I said instead of the Noah's Ark scenario, God can come and wake us up. He can do that through you. And there are details of how to do that, how to become available for that so it can actually happen. This is not a belief. I'm not trying to start a new religion. It's not, you know, a cult or anything like that. We're really working on this in a group called Planetary Healing Club. You want to come and help us, planetaryhealingclub.com. And if you have a question about it, just use the contact form on lostartsradio.com. If you can help us stay on the air, I'd really appreciate it. I don't know how to do this without any money, and we're doing all this commercial free stuff. So donate at lostartsradio.com. And there's a Subscribestar link there that you can use too that works just as good. And help us spread the links. I hope you'll do that. You're very appreciated because I really see you as a channel through whom God could come and really not slaughter us all. That's not called for, okay? And I don't think God would ever really do that. Somebody else does that. But if you're available, and you're willing to give up the ego nonsense and let spirit work through you, it's not a belief. It can really happen. So stay in touch, and we'll be back out here as soon as possible. Take care.